You are listening to Tufts 91.5 WMFO Freeform Radio.
Later say it's all our fault. Thank you. sits at birth. I was steady as a hammer. No one worried, cause they knew just where I'd be. And they said you were the crooked kind, but you would never have no worth, but you were always gold to me. And back when we were kids, we swore we knew the future, and now our wits would take us halfway around the world. But I never left this town, and you never saw New York, and we ain't ever crossed the sea. But I'm fine with where I am now. This home is home and all that I need. But for you, this place is shame. But you can blame me when there's no one left to blame. Oh, I don't mind.
Troubles all, but not today. Cause they're gonna wash away, they're gonna wash away. And I have sins all, but not today. Cause they're gonna wash away, they're gonna wash away. And I have friends all, but not today. They done washed away, they done washed away. Thank you. troubles all, but not today. Cause they're gonna wash away this old world, I'm gonna take them away.
Hello, this is still Casey and Annika.
Hello.
We're going to keep playing a few more songs, but you just heard Joe Purdy and Radical Face. Mm. Hold on. There we go.
I just want to be okay, be okay, be okay. I just want to be okay today. I just want to be okay, be okay, be okay. I just want to be okay today.
Keep on coming home.
And we're back for one final time.
Mm-hmm.
You have anything to say at the end of our last show?
Thanks to all of our listeners. It has been a pleasure playing music, and whether or not anyone heard it, it's a mystery. But it's been fun.
It has been a wonderful time. And this summer, we're having a show also Sunday mornings. I believe it starts at 9, but that might change before the show starts.
We'll play some great brunch music.
Also breakfast.
Also breakfast.
Also lunch.
So.
If you wake up early.
Yep.
Goodbye.
Time. So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God. Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case,
my arm is fine.
Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Change the color of my skin. pattern gets subtle.
Had a bit WMFO Medford, Massachusetts.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my. I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and I had my fill, my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, oh no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, it was my way.
Anyone 5 WMFO Medford.
This is Alec Baldwin. There are lots of ways to show you have style. Wearing fur isn't one of them. Each year, millions of animals are drowned or beaten to death in the wild, or gassed or electrocuted in captivity for their coats. Cruelty is one fashion statement we can do without. please help the animals by joining People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
To find out how you can help, visit furisdead.com or call 757-622-PETA.
I love you back. I'm living in that 21st century, doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you've ever seen. Do it clean from the haters. Body like scream to it. I guess every superhero needs the music. No one man should have all that power. The clock ticking, I charge half the hours. Stop ripping, I'm ripping off the power.
Time Travel with Chris Earl here with you till 7 p.m.
Get away from her, you bitch!
WMFO Medford. My name's Chris Earl. The show I normally do is Wednesday nights from 5 to 7 p.m. It's Time Travel. And my special guest here tonight from 6 to, well, we'll say 6-ish to 8 p.m., my friend Winston Kidd. How you doing, Winston?
Good. We're fashionably late.
We are fashionably late. We had some trouble out there on the highway. It's busy out there on Friday. People are going places.
Yeah.
People are doing things tonight.
Walking across the road, slowing us down.
We got we came up with a theme. You came up with a nice theme for us. I said, "What do you want to do?" And you're like, "Let's do some anthems."
Anthems are great.
We started up with some Frank Sinatra, and we got the Who in the background here. Baba O'Reilly, aka Teenage Wasteland.
Yeah, and I want to dedicate that Frank Sinatra to my good friend John Williams.
John Williams
down in Quincy.
Down in Quincy.
We're going to be seeing him later tonight.
Very nice, yep. John Williams. Shares the name of a great composer as well.
Absolutely.
So 71, this came out. What were you doing in 71, Winston? I was born in 71.
Oh,
so you
geez.
Were a young lad,
I was
right?
I was still a really young lad. Mm-hmm. Not doing much in 71.
No.
You know, this... But... this song has kind of held itself through. I mean, in the mid-80s, this was still an anthem that we were playing.
Yeah, and the Who's gone pretty far with this because they still play it, and they still get big applause for it. People love it.
Yeah, it was one of the songs when I thought about anthems, it's like, absolutely Baba O'Reilly.
Mm-hmm. I saw Roger and Pete the other day. It's basically what we always call it is the Who's Left tour.
Yeah.
And there's only two out of four left. And Roger's kind of losing his voice now, so it's kind of sad. But Pete still looks great.
Yeah.
There's something to be said about looking at child pornography for years and years, I guess, for Pete, because it seemed to work out for him.
Something's working, I mean.
It's probably not Dad, but it's something.
Hey, man, well, what's his name from the Stones is still alive, Keith Richards.
Right. And, of course,
but he's not looking good.
Right. Somebody was telling me that their first experience meeting Keith Richards, he was like in a coconut tree, and he like fell out of the tree. Isn't that a great way to meet Keith Richards? I think it was Johnny Depp, actually. He's like, he went to meet him or something, and they were going to talk about the Pirates movie. And there he is. There's Keith Richards up in a coconut tree, probably in his 70s at the time, you know.
Fell down, broke his hip.
Yeah. But yeah, he's got, they say, you know, he probably does the blood, you know, the whole let's get rid of, how many pints or how many liters of blood are in a person?
Like five?
It's like five, right? So yeah, he gets like a fresh quart.
The whole body transfusion?
He gets the transfusion every other day in order to keep him going. Yeah, so 71, Baba O'Reilly. What was your first experience with The Who? What do you remember about The Who when you were a kid? Did you get into them as a young kid?
Yeah, I can remember finding finding my older brother's album, you know. And the first thing was I'm looking at it, I'm like, what's this album cover?
Right, for who's next. Yeah, because it's a monolith.
With you know, which kind of harkens back to 2001 A Space Odyssey, which was a big thing. But they were peeing on it.
They're peeing on it, yeah. And at first, you don't even realize it until you see a little bit of wetness.
Yeah,
there.
You see the darkness on the cement. And I'm like, Oh. Oh, that's what they're doing.
Yeah, and of course, as a young boy, it's funny. It's cool.
It's kind of like, oh, yeah, that's cool. That's
I'd do that. Yeah. That's what you like, if I were there, I'd do
I've
that.
I've done that.
Yeah. So, yeah, they were one of the original boy bands, I think. You know, teenage boy, and they still are a teenage boy band, pretty much. But The Who, great. They've been around forever. So we actually have a whole bunch of things lined up here. A lot of different anthems. I'm going to have you pick the next one as we come out of Bob O'Reilly here.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you a choice. We have some Twisted Sister. We have Pat Benatar. Or we have Queen. Or AC/DC. Or you can even pick two out of four.
Wow. Okay.
What would you like to do?
I'm looking at Pat Benatar, and which is the Queen song?
It is We Will Rock You, but it is a different version of it with an orchestra in the background
that
was played at the Olympics. All right, so we will put that on, and it's like, his name is like Von Liechtenstein or something like that.
Of course it is.
Von, it's Queen plus Von Liechten with We Will Rock You. We are doing all anthems today.
And it has to be announced, We Will Rock You.
We Will Rock You.
It's Von Liechten.
With Von Liechten.
We will rock you, and you will like
and
it.
And you will like it. We have ways of making you talk.
You have friends, you have family in Berlin, yeah?
Me and Winston Kidd are here with you until 8 p.m. And the show is Time Travel. Thanks for listening to your Freeform station. It is WMFO here in beautiful Medford, Massachusetts.
Medford.
You're listening to WMFO Medford. Time Travel, here with you till 8 p.m. Happy Friday, everybody.